Squirrels and Robots, episode 131. Hooray! Thank you, Sheldon, Linda, and Khaled, for the support this week. It's super appreciated. Thank you.
Panty and Stalking is getting another anime. It was officially announced. Finally. One of the most unique looking and mature humid animes of all time.
That, you know, people could still watch and not feel weird about.
It will be returning.
All right. That's pretty good news.
Also, Lollipop Chainsaw is getting a remake.
Not a remaster.
A whole remake.
Wow. All the unique weirdness is finally coming back.
Between Panty and Stalking and Lollipop Chainsaw, we're getting all the weirdness back into a mundane landscape we call pop culture. I like them both.
Now, right, the downside, here we go.
Well, all right, for Lollipop Chainsaw, right, some of the songs couldn't be re-licensed, so, you know, they have to do all new songs, which is a bit of a wrong-do in my opinion, but it is what it is. We're still getting a remake.
God, I hate the music industry.
Why is no songs used?
Well, the music industry has this draconian approach to licensing music, allowing content that has already been licensed to continue to do so, and all sorts of crap. DMCAs, no one can play music anywhere, apparently. You know, I'll hear some pubs have to pay a yearly fee to play music in their place of business. It's madness.
Why?
I have no idea. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the record labels are just shooting themselves in the foot, okay? Because their whole don't play this, don't use that attitude will inevitably just bite them in the ass down the road.
How so?
Well, there's tons of people on Twitch who used to, allegedly, stream music in the background of, you know, their streams. And their viewers learned about new songs or old songs constantly. I used to watch particular streamers specifically because they had a great use of music, allegedly. And through them, I found out about new bands, old bands, and actually bought some merch and albums because of that. I wouldn't have done so otherwise.
You know, that actually happened with Baby Metal, honestly. Like, a streamer was like, "Oi, give me chocolate!" And it tossed it on in the background during playing a game, allegedly, and on first listen, I was like, who are these goddesses?
And the rest is history. Exactly. Now, with record labels clamping down on everything, no one is going to be exposed to any of this music ever.
That does not sound like a good thing.
Exactly. I mean, how many people under 20 know who Buddy Holly is?
It's the name of a Weezer song. Duh.
Oh my god. Mike. Yeah, whatever. Before you know it, people are going to start to forget about all these classic bands because they've never been exposed to them. All the classics and staples will soon be forgotten and buried under a plethora of indie songs and royalty-free music, which, at this point, an infant can churn out in a few minutes. It's easily acquired and able to be used by streamers and YouTubers.
Yeah, I mean, I know artists gotta make their money, but not every play can or should be monetized. I know it doesn't work that way for us.
There should be a nice balance between artist compensation and public usage.
Yeah, that's the dream, isn't it? But I don't think that will ever happen, honestly.
You know, I think it will. We just have to wait for all the old blood to curdle up and die. And for those out there, I don't mean old people. I'm talking about old-minded people who aren't really up on how things are generally used in today's digital landscape.
So, all people.
Ugh. Look, let's say record labels create a plugin that Twitch streamers and YouTubers could use to play any song in that record label's catalog at a low cost per play. Say, 5 cents to 10 cents per song. This gives the artist some money, exposes people to new music, gives the streamer an affordable choice in what they can and can't play, and that's just off the top of my head. Okay? You know, that is brilliant.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
But whatever. New ideas for old brains. It ain't gonna gel. So, you know what? Screw the music industry. Use royalty-free or streamer-safe music. Let us move on.
Hooray!
Army of Darkness is finally getting a 4K release. Awesome! Yeah, seriously. Evil Dead 1 and 2 got 4K releases a bit ago, and I was just sitting here like, bro, where's Army of Darkness? And there it is. Supposedly, it'll come out, I think, September 27th, and rumor has it, there will be 4 cuts of the movie. 4 cuts? Well, if the article I read is true, but take that for what it's worth. Hooray! Now I get to watch it 4 times! Ugh. In other movie news, and for those who like old animation throwbacks, Ralph Bakshi's Cool World is getting a Blu-ray release on September 13th. That sounds ominous. It's not. Wow, Cool World. I haven't seen that in a spell. Yeah, it was kind of a Who Framed Roger Rabbit type vibe, only with, like, a lot more mature themes, and superfluous animation wasn't as good as, you know, the other one. Whatever.
Brad Pitt is in it, and I want to see Bullet Train, because he's in that too. It looks goofy, fun, action goodness. Yeah, you know, that one has me intrigued as well.
We'll see it when we see it. Another odd throwback from the horror genre. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Do you?
The movie,
ow,
is also getting a 4K release, which is just weird, honestly. I don't know. I mean, it was a good flick from what I remember, but, you know. Yeah, I barely remember any of that. Also, all the original Star Trek movies are being released in 4K editions, so Trekkies, rejoice.
Live long and simply walk into Mordor.
One does not simply walk into Mordor.
Have you tried?
Well, it's a fictional place, mate, so no. Oh, God. Moving on. Music news. Megadeth, Metric, Pixies, Jack White, Ozzy Osbourne, The Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Muse, Mars Volta, and Devin Townsend are all releasing albums in the next few months leading into September.
I pre-ordered that Pixies album, honestly. Like, the last 2 out of 3 albums were amazing.
Yeah, you know, they've been holding up pretty well.
Also, Danny Elfman is coming out with a remix album.
Oh, God. Remixes.
I think they're like the Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails remixes.
Well, whatever. I'll stream that one. Anyway, for soundtrack collectors, The Iron Giant has a pretty beefy vinyl collection that was recently released, and the soundtracks for the original Willow movie and Stephen King's Cat's Eye both got re-released special editions recently. So there's that.
A Creepshow comic book is coming out in September. Yeah, we're finally getting some goodies coming through the pipeline. Yes. You know, the fall is always so much more appealing because, you know, we finally get things. You know, like stuff.
Yeah. In game news, the creator of Monkey Island, who's been showing off some upcoming things from the soon-to-be-released Monkey Island sequel, basically realized that the internet is a bunch of toxic trash pandas, and decided to turn off comments on his posts because, you know, threats and toxic comments about the work.
Which all looks great, by the way.
Yeah, his quote was something to the effect of, "The joy of sharing has been driven from me." Hey, internet, listen to that again. The joy of sharing has been driven from me. Let that sink in. The internet is so crappy that they are driving away creative people and deterring them from sharing their work. And then you wonder why you're left with garbage.
It's like grade school all over again.
Yeah, seriously. I feel like the internet has devolved into a bunch of dim-witted bullies just shoving people around via toxic comments. And I know, some will say,
hey, we're giving feedback.
Yeah, maybe rephrase that feedback. Maybe make it a little less death-thready. You know, I'm all for constructive criticism, but everyone else? Go play with matches at a leaky gas station.
Ha, literal burn.
Yeah, the internet just seems to ruin everything. I mean, that's not just us getting world-weary about it. I mean, quite literally. Everyone on the internet is sick of the internet, which is rather strange and ironic. Yeah, whatever. So, folks out there who do comment, do so respectfully. You may have valid criticisms, but the way you word them is pretty dreadful, and in turn, they will inevitably be dismissed.
Yeah, you eat more flies with honey than poop.
That
it's all sorts of wrong, but whatever. The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror Comics is getting a collection this fall. Spooky Simpsons is best Simpsons.
Yeah. Also, Sega is looking to make adaptations of their Atlus properties, including Persona.
I don't know a Persona live-action, like, Netflix series would work, you know? Maybe it's best to leave some gaming RPs alone? Question mark.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen, okay? Gaming is gonna be the next thing everyone tries to hit up and make a series out of, okay? Amazon is already making a Fallout series. Netflix is making a Horizon series. Before you know it, you'll have a Metal Gear series that makes less sense than the games.
We don't need that. Look what happened to Halo. Hey, Halo is good if you don't think of it as is Halo.
Well, then they shouldn't have called it Halo if they didn't want fans to hold it up to those standards.
Well, yeah, I guess if you want to be a squish tickler about it.
What? Just let it go.
Also, for those who like to help out, now is a good time, as apparently I have grinded even more teeth to dust in my anxiety-induced existence and need to have some tooths fixed. So there will be arts in Etsy and new stuff in Design by Human Shop. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Steve and Goro got some merch now. Look at them. Oh, we're on a shirt. Dude, stop grinding your teeth and wear a night guard.
I tried putting a night guard in my mouth, but he was pretty standoffish about it. Not like a security guard who works at night, you git. A molded plastic bit you put round your teeth. I used that. I grinded it down to uselessness. You grinded through a night guard? Yes. Though Jermaine has a different approach to grinding night guards. It's very weird.
Oh my god. Later, everyone. We're gonna stop trying to grind our teeth somehow. But, much like everyone else on the planet, we're all stuck on a big blue ball of anxiety-inducing madness. And, for those who do Amazon Prime, okay, you get a Prime Gaming sub included with that. You can use it on Twitch. It's literally a bonus sub millions of people don't use every month. Use it. It's right there. It's support that doesn't cost you any more.
Use it on our channel, if possible.
Well, I think that was implied, you know?
Oh, don't you imply to me! I want the truth!
Were you dropped on your head at the dentist?
No, but a drill went right through it. Is that bad?
Usually, yes.
But I put a Band-Aid on it, you know? And it had Hello Kitty on it as well. So that means it works extra good.
No, it doesn't.
Until science proves me wrong, it does!
Oh, good.
Don't ruin my placebos!
Okay. Later, everyone. Be well, stay smart. Avoid the super spreader that is summer vacation if you can. Okay? Thanks for helping out. Do your thing. I don't know. Look forward to weird stuff coming out because finally, some weird stuff is coming out.
Panty and stocking. That is amazing. Lollipop chainsaw. Mate, it's a good time to be alive.
Yeah. Could be better.